The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Two of us together at last.
Together again.
At last.
We've been separated for
12 and a half hours.
A long, long time. Yeah. I look forward to our get-togethers.
Today, we're going to do TV Cynics.
Ah, what show?
The Sopranos.
Ooh, is this because you've been watching it nonstop?
I am deep into a Sopranos... nostalgia, I guess you'd call it.
Soprano stupor.
See, I mentioned this last week, too. They play it every day at HBO at 8, but the other day I was watching it, and I said, because they only play one episode, I go, fuck, I gotta watch more. So then I went to HBO Go, and I just watched like 3 or 4 more.
Yeah, really? You can watch all of them if you want.
I know.
Pretty good setup.
And then today they played the same episode again that I already watched, and you and I watched some.
Yeah, watch it again. I love it. 8 times in a row.
It's my favorite show ever. It's the best show ever. All right, that's it.
All right, HotshotWhiskids.com.
No, but it's a really good show. You know...
All right, let's think of some flaws.
The thing that always gets me about these mob shows is...
that they just walk around committing crimes in the middle of the street, in broad daylight, in full view of, you know, like 30 people,
the theory,
and nothing ever happens.
They beat up like a civilian guy. A civilian is someone who's not in the mob. And they're like, listen, man. And they beat him up. When you go to the police, they're like, don't go to the... You know, you're, the whole thing...
They don't... Listen, the guy who's getting his ass kicked doesn't know this is a mafia kingpin. Doesn't know... I probably shouldn't go to the police because it will have me and my family murdered.
The thing they try
as
to...
far as he knows, some dude kicked my ass. Hell yeah, I'm going to the cops.
They're trying to say, like, hey, everyone kind of knows, you know, who the mob guys are.
Actually, no one does.
And, you know, they go to the cops. They know that, you know... Yeah, you might go to jail, but there's someone else who's going to come kill you anyway. You can't stop it because there's 100 different guys. You can't arrest them all.
Yeah, well,
that's the basic premise behind the mob mentality.
Yes, yes, but that's a big flaw. I mean, I love that show just because the rampant extreme violence is just hilarious. Someone's getting their fucking skull caved in, and we're cracking the fuck up.
Because I think we're sociopaths. Or
no, everyone laughs at that stuff.
Not everyone.
Because we know it's not... Well, pussies. Pussies are... They're turning their head. Oh, my God! I can't believe this! I hope he's okay! It's a fucking show. We know it's not real.
Mark turned me on to the show, because one time...
we were jerking each other off.
Back in the, I guess it was, you know, the year 2000. Because I didn't see the first season.
Well, he didn't have HBO at the time.
And you go, hey, I think there's this new show you like, it's called The Sopranos. I'm like, The Sopranos?
It's like, what? You're stupid for mentioning it. No, I won't like it.
I'm like, singing? What the hell? I don't want to hear that. Like, no, it's about the mob. You explain what it was, and then you start getting me some tapes.
I'd have to, on Sundays, I'd have to record it for you, VHS style, and then give you the handoff the next day.
But then I realized my grandma has HBO, so I'd go visit her, like, you know,
he
7.
Did he did a old school home invasion.
I go visit her, talk to her for an hour, and, you know, she knew I was there, and then at 9 o'clock...
I don't think you're here to talk to me. I think you're here to watch that HBO porno. So then, I know what you do.
And then at 9 o'clock, I'd get a pile of snacks, some drink.
Literally.
And I'd walk down the stairs and start watching Sopranos. And then after that, I'd watch 6 Feet Under and whatever other...
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, HBO shows. Deadwood.
I recall at the time of...
For a while, I was going there every Sunday, every week, because there were shows, like, all year round to watch.
Anyway.
Should do that again.
Shut up.
Shut
the fuck up. I recall that you got it wasn't the Sopranos soundtrack, but whatever CD had the Sopranos theme song.
I was just thinking, that was your CD. Because that occurred to me this week.
No,
like,
it wasn't.
One of
How
us
would
had
I own? It was you. How would I own a CD?
I don't know. I never had the Soprano thing.
Dude, you did. Because I remember you came to pick me up and you said, hey, Mark, listen to this. And then all of a sudden, the Sopranos theme song comes out. That was your CD. Me owning a CD. Do you know me at all?
Maybe I had. I don't know where I got
every
it from.
Every fucking CD
I
have.
Did I borrow from somebody?
Nope. You didn't borrow it. It was yours. And that was a height of hilarity. Because we're just driving around with the Sopranos theme song.
Smoking our cigars.
Uh-huh.
The reason I love mob shows, and I love them all, I love Goodfellas.
We all want to be able to get away with murder,
not,
essentially.
Not that. I love the sense of justice. If someone fucks with you, you can get them back.
Or it's not
if
even...
If someone's like treating you like shit, you know, they'll run, oh yeah?
It's not really justice, though.
To me, it's justice.
Somebody, listen...
Listen, that's what the Godfather said in Godfather.
But wait, someone pissing you off, then you crippling them... is not really justice. That's a little bit of overkill, don't you think?
Listen, you know, some
I know we'd all like to do that. We have that feeling inside of us. Like, hey, boss, you're giving me shit at work. Wouldn't it be cool if I fucking took a baseball bat to you? Again, not really justice.
I hear people like, oh my God, my boss doesn't do anything. He never helps me out with shit. I'm so sick of it. He says he's working, but he's sitting at home. I'm like, you know what you should do? Fucking cut his dog's head off and leave it in his bed, fucking Godfather style.
Do you know how hard it is?
With a note, like, you better get start working.
I know that's a movie where he cut the horse's head off. Do you know how fucking hard it would be to cut off a horse's head?
Be a little bit
of
work.
Imagine that.
They could use a chainsaw, maybe.
How would you even... imagine the mess. Oh, my God.
Remember in the Godfather game you had to do that?
Vaguely. But really, imagine...
Yeah, I think the way it was where there's a Godfather video game for PlayStation or something... And I don't think you actually... I don't remember if you actually cut the head off, but
you had
the head in a sack, and you had to sneak into this dude's bedroom and put it underneath.
But imagine the logistics of severing a horse's head. I guess you'd have to use a chainsaw? What, are you going to get an axe and have somebody hold on a fucking horse?
And also... I guess this is a Godfather cynics. Also,
Mom.
I'm lying in bed. Wouldn't you notice some dude putting a whole big giant horse's head in your bed?
Yeah, that's such bullshit. I am such a light sleeper. Any little thing. I hear if I leave, I can't leave a clock in my room because I hear the ticking. I can't have plastic bags in my room because I hear the crinkle. If, like, you know, the air turns on.
That's just me in the corner doing my old gag where I start crinkling a bag for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah, but, you know, if I hear any little thing, I'm up. I hear everything. If someone breaks into my fucking house to leave a giant fucking horse's head bleeding on the bed next to me, I'm gonna wake up.
So if I was Tony Soprano on that show, I'd have been so nervous that someone was gonna fucking, you know, rat me out. Even as he separates from his wife, I'd be like, shit, I gotta make sure that she's happy, because if I don't...
No, the reality of it, you are a criminal, you have no problem murdering people willy-nilly, guess what? Shit. I divorced my wife. I guess I gotta kill her now, man. It's gonna really break up the kids. Oh, well. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, she didn't seem to... That never really came up. Listen, think she would have said to someone of her friends, like, you know, if I get a divorce, he might kill me because I know too much.
They are sociopaths. They do what's best for them.
Listen, yeah, they killed,
I love my wife, but you know what?
They killed Adrian.
Gotta fucking kill her.
Was there Andrea? Adrian?
Adrian. Andrea?
I think it was Adrian.
Adria?
Because they call her Aid all the time.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, Aid.
Yeah.
Why do you have to drink wine in front of me? Christopher is always pissed.
Kind of hot. Bad face. Decent body. Kind of, I don't know. Maybe not that hot. But, yeah.
It was more than a decent body.
Well, yeah.
It was a perfect body.
Listen, man. That's perfect. TV. All the angles and lighting. I have a perfect body with that.
Whatever happened to her?
Disappeared.
Never seen her in anything after that.
Yeah, because she was lucky to be on that shit.
Probably.
Yeah, they all were. Half of them just knew somebody. Hey, I'm getting my cousin in this.
Well, yeah, like, Silvio's wife in the show is his real-life wife, and she's, like, the worst actress ever.
Yeah, listen, we're not going to give you lines. You just kind of, you say two words here and there, and we'll just have, maybe you'll have reaction shots, or we'll just show you, you know, messing around in the kitchen.
See, I've always wondered, like, what if we, you know, met up with some guys, and they're like, they're mobsters. And, you know, at first they let us do things that are kind of illegal, but it's not enough for, like... But they're giving us good money. Like, you know, you do this for me.
Listen,
I'm
not... You
go make these pickups for me, you know, you get some money.
I'm not participating.
Dude.
I know someone's a criminal, I'm just steering clear.
$2,000 a week.
That's fine, dude.
All you gotta do is make your... All you gotta do is do your rounds and pick up cash.
That's fine. And when I get arrested, I'm the one doing the time. You can't rat them out because they'll kill your family. I'm good, thanks.
No, they don't kill your family. There's a code.
Listen, you know, I don't care. A code. Are they going to get arrested if they break the code?
Listen.
They're criminals. They'll do what they want.
If I met a guy tomorrow and he said I can get $2,000 a week just for picking up people's envelopes, I'm fucking doing it.
Well, when you get arrested and I have to visit you in jail and do a podcast from prison.
Not illegal to pick up money, Mark. I'm like, I just play dumb. I don't know. My friend said to go pick up the money. I didn't know what it was for.
Didn't? No, you don't even say the money. You don't even know it's money. It's an envelope.
Yeah, I don't know what it could be. It could be anything in this envelope. I thought there were coupons.
Yeah, how the hell would I know? I didn't open it.
I thought there were box tops. He buys a lot of cereal. You can get stuff from online.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm getting the Obi-Wan Kenobi ghost version. That's hard to get, all right? A lot of box. I set the way for that. It's clear.
All you had to pay is shipping and handling, which was like $80, but it's worth it.
You know what? I never even... It's all those figures, the Star Wars figures, I never opened. This one, I never even opened the package, and I never opened the envelope it came in. That's so good. You don't even know what's in there. That's good. Like, I know what's in there, but it's still like, you know, it's a regular envelopes there.
So, you know, the show went on for years, and the thing that annoyed me the most about the show was the Dr. Melfi stuff. Like, it was okay at first, but then I'm like, enough of the Dr. Melfi shit.
It did get pretty... But that was, like, the main point of the show, so it's not like you can get rid of it. It did get annoying after a while, and then we're all getting into her personal life,
too. Yeah, there's too much Dr. Melfi and her boy talking to Bogdanovich, whoever his name was, this her.
And then the therapist. Dr. Melfi rape thing. Remember that one?
Dr. Melfi gets raped in one of the seasons. If you haven't seen the show yet, I don't know why you're listening to this.
Yeah.
And she knew where the guy worked, and she thought about telling Tony. She fucking you know should have.
That was good enough for her. Just the realization that she could have him killed if she wanted to gave her peace of mind. And that's kind of a bullshit thing. Realistic.
If it was your sister, Mark, now you don't have a sister, but if you did... And you knew a mobster, and you knew that he would do it for you. Would you tell him, hey?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Especially if he didn't go to prison. Like, nothing we can do.
Oh, definitely, yes. How am I doing myself?
You think you've ever met a mobster?
Probably not.
I don't know. You go to pizzerias.
You know what? My cousin worked at a pizzeria, and the way he described the owners, they seem kind of mob-like. He'd talk about them like they always dealt in money. They always dealt in money.
Well, I mean,
yeah, they always like had big stacks of cash around,
gold necklaces
and like
hairy chests.
They would like they'd say like, "Hey, you want to work Saturday night?" And it's like, "Nah, I can't, man." It's like, "Come on!" It's like, "I tell you what, you give me $50 on top of whatever I'm getting paid," and yeah, and they would do it. Yeah, sure, just strip off a 50 for you and give it to you. They go give the homeless guy like you know a few bills for like $60, you know, shit like that. Sounds almost like mobbish, but it's probably just dudes with more money than they should have.
Well, in this area, there is the one pizza place that's supposedly run by the mob.
I mean, there was.
It's on Wikipedia, Mark.
Oh well, then it's got to be true. Yeah. But I know in the past. Buffalo did have a mob presence.
A big one.
Yeah.
Big one was one of the big cities. Cleveland, New York, Detroit, Buffalo, Chicago were like all the big mob cities.
So, I mean...
Kansas City.
These days, there probably is a small presence. I don't imagine a big
one. The New York families are pretty alive and well.
Yeah.
Because you hear arrests all the time.
Like Buffalo, probably not. If there's either nothing or very small, I'd guess.
You're probably wrong. Mm. It's probably a pretty good. You know the problem with these mobsters today is they've seen too many movies and TV. So it's like, is that really how they act, or is that how they think they should act?
Probably, yeah. You know what? We don't know them. We don't see them because they don't act like that. They probably act like regular businessmen, and they probably have a real job. That they can claim on their taxes, and you really don't know.
Not
all
the guys
about
who get
these.
Arrested, but
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, but the upper guys have respectable lives.
Not really, because they're getting arrested all the time.
I don't know.
I read about this stuff all the time. So then was the thing about the topping on the cake of the Sopranos was the final episode, which was very at the time. It's been like 6-7 years now.
Yeah,
people were fucking pissed. I remember I'm watching it, and I was one of the idiots who thought my TV broke. Like, who the fuck cut this off? What's going on?
Yeah, I didn't think my TV broke. Yeah. I was fine with the ending.
I think we watched it on the same TV.
I don't know.
You just later on with your salad.
But, I mean, we all like a nice ending with a bow on top, you know, wrapping things up.
But if you think about it...
They didn't want to do that, and how could you wrap it up? Like, get him killed? This, you know what? Let's pretend it's not a show. It's his life.
Yeah.
The show's over, but you know what? His life goes on. He's doing things.
Shit goes on. You can't go on forever.
Yeah, and it was good.
After he died, I said, you know, maybe in my head... That last episode, that was him dying. He keeled over and had a heart attack.
Lots of people had those theories. Well, this really happened. The feds busted in afterwards. He died. You know, there was a lot of shit.
No, but he's died of a heart attack in real life.
Well, yeah.
So I figured that's what happened to him in the show. Either then or maybe later on.
You think he was that good of an actor? It's like, well, the guy died in the show. I might as well die for real.
No.
20 years later.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Anyway... Good show. If you haven't seen it, what's your fucking problem?
I know.
How old is Sopranos? It's a really
good
show.
You gotta watch two HBO shows. A lot of people say The Wire, but for my money, The Wire I never watched.
6 Feet Under?
For my money, Deadwood and Sopranos.
Oh, Deadwood?
Two
best. I mean, Deadwood's good too, but...
Better than 6 Feet Under, I think. 6 Feet Under has long stretches of kind of like, eh.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. All right, yeah, I'm with you.
Deadwood's awesome. Watch that.
Anyway... HotShotWizKids.com. Listen to the rest of the week. Like us on like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Tell a friend. Donate through Amazon. Buy a t-shirt. Buy a mug.
Stay tuned next week because we do TV Cynics, the Jetsons.
Jetsons?
No, just kidding.
We could. Here's George Jetson. And here's his wife.
Here's his robot that he fucks.
Ooh,
oh, robots,
robot.
You're so hot.
What the fuck kind of accent is that?
That was
Arnold.
Arnold Jetson.
Shut up. HotShotWizKids.com.